after reviewing the tape, you know, I was disappointed in the way we started, especially defensively. It's hard to overcome a start like that, especially against a good team on the road. We did settle down in there, and I thought at times played well. But we're still not doing enough smart things to win football games, and that's disappointing because I believe in this football team. You know, we do too many good things right to do some of the things we do, but we're not good enough to get away with it. So it's a good learning experience in that way. We're going to keep grinding, keep going from there.
Injury updates, Rudolph, Busco, those guys?
Rudolph is going to see Dr. Myers tomorrow in Philadelphia. He's got a core injury. Fusco has got a pectoralis injury, and so he's getting a second opinion. Obviously, Castle's got a foot fracture, and then Greenway's got a broken rib.
Be able to play through that, or
not like he did this week.
You have a time frame for Rudolph and Castle?
I don't know yet. Castle's going Thursday to see a foot specialist, so we'll know more at that time, and Rudolph will know more probably tomorrow afternoon.
Does Rudolph have surgery scheduled already? There was a report that he's going to need surgery.
We don't know that he has to have surgery yet. He's going to get looked at.
But Josh Robinson left with a hamstring.
He's got a hamstring. I don't know where he's at. I know where he's at. I don't know where his injury is at.
You feel you've built enough depth to handle all these injuries this early in the season, Coach?
Well, I think that you never plan on having these many injuries as you have, but you know, we're not going to make excuses about it. I still believe that the best team, the guys that play together, play the hardest, are going to make the fewest mistakes, will win. And part of our expectation level is the guy that comes in has to come in and perform like he's supposed to. So our expectation level doesn't change because of injuries.
Johnson, or does Sharif need to worry?
What do you mean?
Didn't Tom Johnson?
Oh, it was a personnel group thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a personnel group. And because he's been dealing with his shoulder a little bit, we're taking these. We had him in certain personnel groups. Yeah, so it was nothing. Yeah, really, you guys should never take the who starts the game. A lot of times it's based on who the offensive personnel is, and same thing offensively. You know, we're always going to try to do what's best, and guys may not start because of those reasons.
Sharif?
You know, he was better last week. I mean, this week as opposed to the week before. So I think he'll continue to get better.
Not being able to play like he did yesterday, was he not able to do what he needed to do because of those injuries?
Yeah, well, he had a hard game yesterday. So, you know, it's my fault. He didn't practice all week, and then we weren't sure and thought he could go, and so that was my mistake. He probably shouldn't have went last week.
I think Hodges kind of getting some extra time.
He did some good things. He got most of the reps in practice this week, so he did some good things. We got to continue to get him going. He's got a lot of athletic ability. I need to make sure he stays on his P's and Q's as far as being disciplined and doing the right thing every play.
If he's out for extended period, do you have enough on the roster to compensate personnel packages, or would you need to get somebody else?
Well, we're still evaluating that. We're talking about all those scenarios that goes on, and we'll probably, we'll see. We're hopeful with Kyle, so we'll see. But we do have Plan Bs going on, as we do every week.
After having watched the tape of Teddy's first NFL action, what were your impressions? Maybe were there anything that you saw that you didn't see on the field yesterday?
Not really. I think he did. think he extended plays with his feet. I was very impressed with his composure. He made some great throws. He threw a nice throw to Cordero on the sideline. He made a great throw to Jennings to get us out, get us in field position there. He checked the ball to Asiata one time. So he did some real good things and extended some plays. He had a couple good scrambles. I think his mobility will maybe keep some defenses honest a little bit, and we just got to keep going forward with him.
Describes it all the way he handled the situation, being thrown in the way he was, or had you seen enough of him throughout the preseason to know what you were going to get?
I think he's a pretty composed individual anyway. He always has been around here. He's nothing really flusters him. He's always been great in the blitz period, the two-minute period, you know, all the pressure situations that we have him in. And I thought, and obviously that's a tough situation to go in. You're down 13 on the road and against a good football team in the Superdome. So he handled that very well. So we're looking forward to getting him here at home in front of our fans. And I think that situation will help him some more. But, you know, the kid has all the talent in the world. He's smart. He's tough. He's quick thinker and makes quick decisions, quick with his feet, quick with his drops. So I'm excited about watching him, especially at home with our fans.
Were you impressed with the way he handled the situation, or did you expect that from when you scouted him and when you talked to him pre-draft? And so this isn't coming to you as a great surprise as it is to maybe many on the outside.
Yeah, no, I wasn't real surprised. I mean, this is who he is for the most part. It's kind of what I anticipated.
Back in?
Possible, yeah, possible. We'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see what the extent of Matt's injury is and how long he'll be out, and then we'll figure it out then.
Better running game with a rookie quarterback?
No, we've got offensively, we've got, number one, we got to score more points. We've scored 7 and 9 the last 2 weeks, so that's not good enough. It's hard to win in the NFL scoring that few points. Number two, we've got to run the ball better than what we did. Number three, we've got to get open better than what we did. And then when they are open, we've got to hit the guys. So it's kind of a quadruple situation there.
Different personnel at running back, maybe giving McKinnon more or Banyard a chance?
We're looking at everything. We have to figure out ways to be a little bit more explosive in the running game. And that may be by setting it up with the pass, too. I mean, you know, it's things Norv and I have already talked about quite a bit this morning. and we'll continue to go. You know, part of our job as coaches is to evaluate our personnel, evaluate their personnel, and then kind of figure out, all right, how can we do things to help the guys that we have? And so sometimes it's personnel, sometimes it's plays, sometimes it's trying to get the other team in certain situations.
Running backs on the edge a little bit more, that was, you're maybe a little bit more limited with Ozzie out of there?
No, I don't think that we're limited that way. I think, there were some holes in there that we had 5 and 6 yards and we probably could have had 8 to 10 yards. You know, I don't know that we're going to get the 50 yard runs that you're used to seeing, but we've got to make sure that we get all the yardage that we leave out on the field. And that's in a number of different areas.
The offense, but do you have any concerns about the offensive line just with run blocking or some of the pass protection issues?
Well, we don't want to get the quarterback hit, all right? So we got him hit a few times yesterday, so we got to do a better job there. You know, I don't think it's any secret to our – I mean, I'm not saying anything to you that I haven't said to our football team areas that we have to get better at, and that's part of it too. I think Teddy extended some plays with his feet. You know, there was a couple times that we were too aggressive in the offensive line, and it cost us a little bit. So And then the Saints changed some things up too, so you know, that happens every week.
Biggest problem for Matt Khalil through three games?
He allows one play to affect the second play sometimes. You know, if he just he needs to be like a corner sometimes, you know, have a little short memory, forget it, let's go.
If Greenway isn't able to go, who handles making the calls on the field for you?
We've already worked on that last week, so we'll hold that between us for right now.
Overall, with Barr getting his first sack and Hodges playing well in the run game?
I think we're average. Average defensively, we're pretty much average all day. I mean, we can play a lot better than that. So that group, no different than any other group.
Just all mental with him?
He's got all the physical tools to do it. I'm not saying it's mental, but I just think sometimes when he has a bad play and you know, it's like the golfer when he misses the putt and then he goes up on the tee box and hits a bad drive. You know, we all going to have bad plays, and he has enough athletic ability and physical skills and mental toughness. He has all those things. Now he can't compound it. You know, it's like the quarterback. He can't compound it, you know, by making another mistake.
Time for two more.
Go, Harrison Smith, set.
Excuse me?
The things that Teddy can't do that Matt was able to do, do that Matt was able to do, or things that you have to adjust going forward because he's there, play calling wise or anything like that.
I don't think Teddy cannot do anything that Matt did. I think Teddy can do a few more things than Matt could do at some point in time. Obviously, we're going to change some because of who's taking the snaps, but because we're going to try to do what he's doing better and things that he can do better.
Last one.
What needs to happen for you guys to improve in the red zone?
Well, we had a couple guys open, and we didn't get them the football. So when we got them open, we need to hit them. And I think that is the biggest thing. We had a couple situations that we there was three times in the ball game that we had shots at touchdowns, and something happened to get us out of there. We had guys open and threw the ball the other place, or the quarterback got pushed off of it too soon because of pressure. So it's staying with the play a little bit longer. It's continuing working to get open. And, you know, I don't see it being a problem yet. I mean, I know we didn't score many points last week, but that was a little bit different, I think. And then this week we had the three field goals. So, but we got to start scoring some touchdowns. Okay, thank you.